Blog Talk Radio.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Shabbat Shalom, Barakatah, to the family, to the brothers and sisters, to the scattered diaspora, to Zion, all of you that recognize that this is our day of worship, the seventh day, the Sabbath, the Shabbat, that was created for man by the Most High, that we might worship Him, spirit and in truth, and be set apart on this great day. I'm Elder V. You are tuned in to Blueprint for Life, brought to you by at Last Ministries House of Israel, a deliverance assembly, truly a deliverance assembly, because a lot of our brothers and sisters are bound, tortured, treacherously being tortured by society and by demons and by just crutches that they have in this life that they can't seem to get free from to even begin to serve the Most High. We're praying for you this morning, and that those vices that have you deceived and have you gripped, and they won't even allow you to come up the air or to have your sanity focused straight, praying that the Most High will set you free and deliver you from your addiction, from your drug addictions, your alcohol addictions, your sexual addictions. I'm here to encourage you today to let you know that you can make it, and you're going to make it. And once you are set free, you must come back to the commandments, the statutes, and laws that He's given for His people, that they might be set apart, that we might be kodesh. That's what being sanctified is. Keeping the laws and statutes and commandments that he gave to only one nation, one set, one group of people to keep, that they might be different from everyone else and set apart. I got news for you this morning. There is no transformation without conflict. There is no transcendence or transformation or change without conflict, because the flesh is always warring against the spirit. And scripture said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. In order to renew and transform your mind, that means the old man has to die. And death is not an easy process. Thus the conflict, the stripping away of your old self that you think that you have in order to become a new man in Christ, the Most High. Through Yeshua and the work of the Ruach, the Holy Spirit, that comes in to cleanse us, sanctify us, and set us apart and make us whole. Let's go before our Father in prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and may thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. We ask a special prayer for the scattered diaspora, brothers and sisters, Zion, Israel, Jacob, that they will come up out of their sins, that they will be separate, be holy, be kodesh, that they'll be set free from every foul spirit, every demon, through fasting and prayer. May they come into fellowship with you, Most High. We lift them up before you. May they know truth, transcendence through your word that was given to your people. Thank you for sending your son to come and save the lost house of Israel. Now we walk after you. We are your righteousness, and we know that our righteousness is our filthy rag. We bless your name. We thank you, for you are the true Ahayah, and we love you. We worship you in spirit and truth. Today I'm going to continue to talk about also the fact of what is sanctification, what is set apart, and how are we set apart. You know, this show, there's a lot of sin, there's a lot of current events, there's a lot of politics going on in this world. Biblical prophecy is being fulfilled. You just don't know what it is because the news is presenting it to you one way, but in reality, the essence of the fact of the matter is that these wars are all predicted, and they're all prophetic, and we're all leading to an end game. There are a lot of people, countries, leaders, and dictators know that there's going to be a fight and that Christ is returning soon. But I want to spend today talking to you about the law, because there's only one thing that's going to protect you, prepare you, and keep you as we rehearse these laws in this land and in this captivity. Know that our captives will go into captivity real soon, and they fear that, and they're fighting to maintain this so-called utopian paradise that they think they have. But this doesn't even begin to compare with what the Most High has prepared for his people and those that endure until the end, that continue to stand, that continue to fight, and that continue to rehearse these commandments that cause you to be kodesh. 1 John 2 and 3, we hereby do know that we know him. Who's him? The Most High. We hereby do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. For if you say you love him and keep not his commandments, you are a liar, and the truth is not even in you. Everything that's going to come out your mouth is deceitful. I have a problem with you if you despise these commandments. I have a problem with you if you're living up underneath your own philosophy because you want to continue to do what you want to do. It's just like the stubborn, hard-headed, stiff-necked children of Israel that saw the very hand of God, the Most High, and still rebelled and wanted to worship a golden calf fashioned by hand and by jewelry. They still want to worship Yabulon. They still want to worship the fake Jehovah and dance around and have orgies and parties. We are still those people today that would rather kick it than discipline ourselves and become true disciples of the Most High. A true disciple will discipline themselves and seek after the truth. The only person that wants to keep coming up with excuses and lies and rebel against this must be a child of Satan. But we know Satan is the father of lies. Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. It's something that emanates from a person who's following after truth. It's humility. It's a light of humility, meekness, humbleness, the ability to learn and to achieve and transform, the ability to, be able to take the pain that comes with transformation. See, we know that painful to detach oneself from their flesh. It can be painful to not give in to the urges of the flesh. But when one is dying out, they find solace, peace, and joy in just the pursuit of perfection and happiness and grace through the Most High. So he said, be ye holy as I am holy. And you ask, is it possible? Well, when you look in the epistles and the Gospel of St. John, and when they were talking about Elizabeth, and I believe it was Zacchaeus, Zachariah, the father and mother of John, they were called perfect and upright. And why did they say they were perfect and upright? Because they kept the law, statutes, and commandments. In doing so, you find yourself in the state of perfection when you begin to keep his laws and commandments. It's when we rebel against the laws and commandments that we walk away from life. I want to look at Ezekiel, the 20th chapter today, and it kind of talks about that, the fact that these commandments, statutes, and laws give us life. Look at Ezekiel, the 20th chapter. And it came to pass in the seventh year, in the fifth month, the tenth day of the month, that certain of the elders of Israel came to inquire of the Lord and sat before me. Then came the word of the Most High unto me, saying, Son of man, speak unto the elders of Israel, and say unto them, Thus said the Most High, are you come to inquire of me? He said, as long as I live, said the Most High, I will not be inquired of by you. Will thou judge them, son of man? Will thou judge them? Cause them to know the abominations of their fathers. This is what we always love, when we pull to the side. We ask the Father to forgive us for the sins of our forefathers as we awaken and try to be better and set a new precedence to prepare ourselves for the return of Christ. Even the Most High is saying unto them in Ezekiel 20, he said, cause them to know the abominations of their fathers. These are the offspring of the children that rebelled in Egypt. Verse 5 says, and say unto them, thus said the Most High, in the day when I chose Israel and lifted up my hand unto the seed of the house of Jacob, the seed, that would be us, the continuance, the seed, the lineage, the bloodline. And it says, and made myself known unto them in the land of Egypt when I lifted up my hand unto them, saying, I am Ahayah, the Most High. In the day that I lifted up my hand unto them to bring them forth of the land of Egypt and to a land that I had espied to them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands. Then said I, verse 7, unto them, cast ye away every man the abominations of his eyes, and defile not yourselves with the idols of Egypt. It was a commandment that he gave, saying, for us to cast away the abominations. Eating swine's flesh is an abomination. Gay marriage, homosexuality, an abomination. Adultery, an abomination. These commandments, when we break them and we live in these things, these are an abomination to the Most High, for he is Kodesh. He commanded us to separate ourselves from idols, and we have so many idols in our lives today that we still struggle to separate ourselves from. There are things in this life that you worship and that you have because you think that they make you, because you are so confined and relegated to society. And he said, come out from amongst her, my people. Show my people their sins, their transgressions. We're to be separate and to be holy. Listen to Ezekiel 28. But they rebelled against me and would not hearken unto me. They did not every man cast away the abominations of their eyes. Your eyes will make you think that you have to have something. There's a scripture in the Apocrypha that tells a man to not even behold a woman's beauty. When you see something walking down the street, that means don't break your neck, turn around, and check it a second and third time, because all you're doing is allowing your eyes to set up an abomination of lust and idolatry. I'm telling you that that's something that you have to have. Let's go outside of that. There can be material things. When you go to a car dealership, or when you're looking at certain houses, or you're looking at certain jobs, or what somebody else is wearing, and you allow your eyes to tell you that you're less than them because you do not possess those things. Vanity, it's all vain. It's idolatry. It is lust. Now, it says in verse 8, they didn't even listen to me. They didn't cast away their abominations. Neither did they forsake their idols. So the Most High said, I will pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the midst of the land of Egypt. But I wrought for my name's sake, and it should not be polluted before the heathen, among whom they were, in whose sight I made myself known unto them in bringing them forth out of the land of Egypt. Wherefore I caused them to go forth out of the land of Egypt and brought them into the wilderness. And I gave them my statutes and showed them my judgments, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. Verse 11 makes it clear that if a man will keep my commandments and do my statutes, my precepts, this is how you shall have life. When he says that I came that you might have life and that more abundantly, it comes through the obedience of his statutes and commandments, not your pastor, not your church doctrine, not the sermon you heard on Sunday about touch three people, but keeping the commandments, and there are over 613 commandments, but there's some 200 that are only applicable to us in this captivity. But if you can understand the 10 and begin to keep the 10 and cause them to be a blueprint for your life, these things will bring life to your life. Listen to verse 12. Moreover, Ezekiel 20 and 12. Moreover, also, I gave them my Sabbaths. You have to understand that we are keeping the seventh day as a holy day because this is the Father's Sabbath. And as we're keeping it here, they are keeping it in the heavenlies, in the heavenly realm. They are keeping the same feast, festivals, and Sabbaths, and we are aligning ourselves up with what is happening on high and letting it be the same down here. It was just as when he gave Moses the blueprint for how to prepare the temple, it was a blueprint for the same type of temple that is in the heavenlies with the Most High. And so as it is in heaven, so let it be on earth with his people as we sink ourselves with the way things are done in the heavenlies. So he says, moreover, also I gave them my Sabbaths. Why did he give us the Shabbat today, not Sunday? Not Sunday that your slave master instituted to let you come out the field and force his brand of Christianity on you. No. Post-Constantine Christianity on you. No. The seventh-day Sabbath he gave to us to be a sign between me and them. Us keeping Saturday worship, us keeping the Passover, Atonement, Jubilees, Dedication, all these feasts, are a sign to these other nations on this earth. It is a sign between us and the Most High that they may know that I am Ahayah that makes you Kodesh, sanctified, set apart. Verse 13, but the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. Even after he had brought them out, they rebelled again. They didn't even want to keep the commandments. After being delivered, as it is with many of you, you get so caught up into like, I'm just going to go have me a good time and do what I want to do because I need it. I deserve this. I owe this to myself. Those are all lies from Satan because in the end, sin separates you from the Most High. You find yourself in a worse position and bound by 10 or 12 more demons. They'll find themselves coming back. It tells us in the epistles, in the gospels, Satan will come back and find your temple swept and clean and go back and get seven more demon spirits to inhabit your vessel because you allowed him to come in by putting statutes, commandments, and laws down for a quick tryst with some female or some other male, and you want to go party and lay up in adultery and fornication or get high because you want to take a break from the commandments. And now you find yourself possessed and your soul inhabited by demons. And you're far off worse than you were in the beginning. Listen, brothers and sisters, continue in these statutes and commandments no matter what happens in what you get back up. We don't waddle and we don't sit up and take vacations from the Most High of these commandments. This is your life. This is your lifestyle. And in it, you have life. And this is a sign between you and him that you respect him. He loves you, that he exists to the world. Our people, our forefathers, greatly polluted these Sabbaths by wanting to be like other nations and do what they do. And I can clearly today see how even still things that we know are crazy that other people do, other nations do, black folks have a tendency to find themselves better than their own race by adapting the ways and culture of another race and doing the things that they do because they don't even like themselves. And it's self-hate at the end of the day. Listen to Ezekiel 20:14, but I wrote for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted before the heathen, in whose sight I brought them out. Every other nation was considered the heathen, and he brought us out from amongst them. Verse 15, yet also I lifted up my hand unto them in the wilderness, that I would not bring them into the land which I had given them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands, because they despised my judgment and walked not in my statutes, but polluted my Sabbaths. For their heart went a-whoring after idols. We went and chased other things on the Sabbath day. Could not even put aside our selfish nature and give him worship and praise and adoration on his Sabbath and the feasts that are coming. We instead want to be akin to idols. We want to be with the heathens. We want to run with them and do what they did. We've gotten so far off the path. As it was then, so it is now. Verse 17, nevertheless, my eyes spared them from destroying them. Neither did I make an end of them in the wilderness. But I said unto their children in the wilderness, walk not in the statutes of your fathers, neither observe their judgments, nor defile yourselves with idols. You have to remember that they stayed out there for 40 years because he let a whole generation die off and then let the children walk into the land. Not even Moses made it. Because of the rebelliousness. Let us begin to prepare ourselves for the wilderness and the return of Christ, for we don't have that much time like you think we do. Blessed will it be if your eyes can behold the return of the Son of Man. Verse 19, I am the Lord your God. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them. Verse 20, and hallow my Sabbaths. And they shall be a sign between me and you, that ye may know that I am the Lord your God, Ahayah. That is Ezekiel 20, verses 1 through 19. I want to read 19 again. After this, because he's talking to the children that came after the rebellious generation that were the first to break the commandments. So these got to be some of the craziest people, stubborn people, and we got people like that today, to actually have seen the hand of the Lord pull the Red Sea back and let them part on dry land, feed them, never had to change their shoes or clothes, saw a pillar of fire by night and a cloud by day, and still wanted to worship something they made with their own hands and rebel against the Most High. But he spared them and still gave their seed, which includes us today, the opportunity to come back to the commandments. Verse 19 said, I am the Most High. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them and hallow my Sabbaths. That means let Saturday be set apart and be special and be different, which begins Friday night to Saturday night. And this shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am Ahayah, Ashah Ahayah. I want to say something to you as it pertains to, is it relevant today and right now? Because we're getting ready to come into our new year, and we're coming up into the Passover, and let's read this, what you like to call the New Testament, which I just call the infallible word of the Most High. Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 5 and 8, therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. But more important, listen to this, Judges 5 and 11. They that are delivered from the noise of archers, means they that are delivered from war, in the places of drawing water, that means those in slavery, and we are in slavery right now. It's just a new form of slavery and captivity. He said, there shall they rehearse the righteous acts of the Most High. So what are we doing? We are rehearsing what we will go back into, what we shall do, and how we shall live when we make it into the kingdom. For those that will make it into the kingdom, Scripture tells us that 2/3 will be destroyed, but only 1/3 will make it. I am very prone to believe it will be the third of those that are practicing the commandments and the Sabbaths and the feast days right now that are preparing themselves for the return of the Most High, not those that want to rebel against it, not open to it. This is why I despise pastors and churches that teach that the commandments are done away with. They were never done away with, because 1 John 3 and 4 tells us that sin is transgression of the law. So they're teaching you to sin right in your face, and having barbecue dinner sales right there in the place where he said that it is an abomination to do so. It's an abomination to do so. But brothers and sisters, let us come back to his commandments. Let us keep his commandments. Let us walk in his commandments. Let us not compromise. Let us not do the things of the world. Let us not get caught up into the simplicity of the sin and think that, it's not that serious. It's just this, it's just that. It is the little foxes that destroy the vine. It is the little sins that lead up into larger sins. Watch your dress code. Watch your actions. Watch the filthy songs. Watch the people around you. Watch the savagery. Isaiah says that they stand behind one tree in the garden, eating swine's flesh, the abomination of the mouths, and the broth of swine in their vessels. And you still, like I said, today, have many of churches that will eat swine's flesh and pork, have barbecues and cookouts. And he told you that swine was unclean for this reason. It offers you a slow death because it is the most poisonous animal in the world that can be bitten by an adder, by any other snake, and it will not die. And you'll turn around and eat that snake. And this is what you want to put in your body, the natural garbage disposer of the earth. But I'm really talking about this one aspect of breaking the laws and commandments of sin right now, but there are many more. And we are commanded, if you want to live, keep my commandments. If you want to be healthy, we already know there's a plethora of vaccines there about to force on the people of the Most High to try and take us out. But I want you to know, I'm not here to preach fear anymore. Every Sabbath, I will preach the commandments, for they are the blueprint to your life. And they will be health unto your bones, your body, soul, and spirit. I pray for your deliverance and that you will overcome every demonic spirit that has you bound to society, and that it will be stripped off you, you'll be filled with the Ruach and this word and these commandments, and that you'll come to know him. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. The truth is the center and not destination. I am Elder B. This is Blueprint for Life. I'm closing out saying Shabbat Shalom, Barakah Tah, Kwan Yasha'ala, let's rise, Israel.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. My last hat in hand, and if him slip a gun with him hand, I'm gonna put on a iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on a iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space.